His tone made it clear that if Mrs. Whitlow wanted it to be the morning, he wasn't going to cause any trouble.
"Speed of light crossing the disk," said Ponder. "We are close to the rim, I'm sure. I'm trying to remember how you tell the time by looking at the sun."
"I should leave it for a while," said the senior wrangler, squinting under his hand. "It's too bright to see the numbers at the moment."
Ridcully nodded happily.
"I'm sure we could all do with a snack," he said. "Something suitable for the beach, perhaps."
"Cold pork and mustard," said the Dean, waking up.
"Possibly some beer," said the senior wrangler.
"And have we got any of those pies? You know, the ones with the egg inside them?"
said the lecturer in recent rooms,
although I must say I've always thought that it was rather cruel to the chicken.
There was a soft little sound, very similar to the one you get aged around 7 when you stick your finger in your mouth and flick it out again quickly and think it's incredibly funny. Ponder turned his head, dreading the sight he was about to see. Mrs. Whitlow had a tray of cutlery in one hand and was prodding ineffectually the air with the stick she held in the other.
"I only moved it to get things through," she said. "No, I can't seem to quite find where the silly thing is supposed to go."
Where there had been a dark rectangle opening into the geographer's dingy study, there was now only waving palms and sunlit sand. Strictly speaking, it could be said to be an improvement. It depended on your point of view.